This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we gather here on the first Friday after Eid al-Fitr. And while we miss Ramadan, we take solace in the fact that we still have the opportunity to reap the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated for this blessed day of Jumu'ah, for this blessed Friday, alhamdulillah. Mu'alla ibn al-Fadl, rahimahullah, said, as quoted by Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah, in Lataif al-Ma'arif, كانوا يعني الصحابة رضي الله عنهم يدعون الله ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم رمضان ثم يدعونه ستة أشهر أن يتقبله من. That the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 6 months prior that they would reach the month of Ramadan. Then they would supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 6 months afterwards for acceptance of their deeds, for the acceptance of the Ramadan. So their state was such that they were constantly thinking about Ramadan, either asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow them to reach the month of Ramadan, and once Ramadan had passed, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept Ramadan from them. So, نسأل الله تعالى أن يتقبل منا كل صالح أعمال التي وفقنا الله في رمضان. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all the good deeds that He had guided us to in the month of Ramadan. Allahumma ameen. We make the dua of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam with his son Ismail as they were raising the foundations of the Kaaba, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Our Lord, accept this from us. You are indeed the all-hearing, the all-knowing. My brothers and sisters, the people of Jannah, once they enter Jannah, they will say, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Surah Al-A'raf, وَقَالُوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. They will say that praise be to Allah for guiding us to this. We would have never been guided if Allah had not guided us. Praise be to Allah for guiding us to this. We would have never been guided if Allah had not guided us. So at this point, my brothers and sisters, ideally our hearts should be swelling with gratitude and humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Him for guiding us and enabling us to do the good that He guided us to do in the month of Ramadan, and seeking His acceptance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this. Allahumma ameen. See, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, as related by Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستة من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, and then follows it with what? With 6 days of fasting in the month of Shawwal, which is the month we are in now, it will be as if he has fasted for the entire year. And another hadith from Thawban radiyallahu anhu, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صيام رمضان بعشرة أشهر وصيام ستة أيام بشهرين فذلك صيام السنة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that fasting the month of Ramadan, the month that we did, alhamdulillah, fasting the month of Ramadan is like 10 months of fasting. What is it like? بعشرة أشهر. It is like 10 months of fasting, and fasting 6 days of Shawwal is like 2 months of fasting, and thus they are like fasting for a year. How is this? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. That whoever does good, whoever comes with good, there is 10 times the reward. So 1 month, 30 days of fasting, it is like 10 months of fasting. And then if you add 6 more days, then that is like 60 days more of fasting. So therefore you have the whole year, subhanAllah. And the scholars explain, my brothers and sisters, that it is recommended sunnah to fast these 6 days in Shawwal after the day of Eid. So not on the day of Eid, but after the day of Eid, because it is not permissible to fast on the day of Eid. Now, any 6 days of the month of Shawwal, apart from the first day, which is not allowed, will fulfill the sunnah, inshallah. But there is some, you can say, or slight preference for doing it early and consecutively, if you're able to do so, but it is not a requirement. So if a person decides to fast 6 days of Shawwal near the end of the month, it is still permissible and it will still fulfill the sunnah, inshallah. You could do it in the middle, you can choose, you know, maybe you want to do on Mondays and Thursdays as an example, or you want to do it on the, you know, the Ayyamul Bid, the 13th, 14th, and 15th of the lunar month, and you want to add a few, you know, before 3 and after 3, whatever the case may be, you can do it as you wish, as long as you get the 6 in the month of Shawwal, inshallah. But, like I said, there is some preference of doing it consecutively and also doing it early if you're able to do so, but there is, you know, it's not a requirement to do so. Another question that often comes up is with regards to combining intentions. With regards to combining intentions, meaning if someone had missed for some reason fasting of Ramadan, so then they say, okay, well, you know, I'm going to try to make it up in the month of Shawwal, and, you know, I'm hoping that I will get the reward for these 6 days as well, right, that the Prophet ﷺ has told us about. So combining intentions, at the very least, is not ideal. Okay, so if you have missed fasting in the month of Ramadan, and if you're able to make it up in Shawwal, make it up first, if you can, all of them, and then try to do the 6 days of Shawwal, inshallah. If, however, you are unable to do so, you cannot make up all the fasts that you have missed in Ramadan, then make up as much as possible that you can make up in the month of Shawwal, and have this hope, this desire, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the reward of fasting the 6th of Shawwal as well, inshallah. So combining the intentions is not something which is ideal. Some of the scholars say that it is permissible, others say that it is not. But in this case, you know, we should try to separate the actions as much as possible, inshallah, that will certainly be greater reward. But if you're unable to do so, inshallah, then if, for example, if I would say that, okay, you can make up the fast, missed fast of Ramadan now, or you can make it later in the rest of the year. So make it up now, it's much better, in the month of Shawwal, and hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also grant you the reward for these 6 days. Wallahu a'lam. The wisdom behind these 6 days. So the scholars write that one of the wisdoms is that it is the sign of acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is able to fast these days, if a person desires to and they're able to, they're physically able to and they do it, it is a sign of acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting a good deed is to be granted the ability to perform similar good deeds with consistency, which is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if fasting in the month of Ramadan, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us, He enables us to fast after Ramadan as well, then this is from the signs of acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Acceptance, so one of the signs of acceptance, the scholars explain, is to be able to continue the deed even afterwards, right? Of course, not in the same way, so not to continuously fast, that's actually not even permitted, or, you know, not allowed by the Prophet ﷺ, but, you know, to be able to continue the good deeds that we did, this is a sign from acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And consistency is something which is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ لَلَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قُلَّ, right? The most beloved actions for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that are consistent, even if they are small, even if they are less. Another wisdom is that it is a sign of thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the reward of Ramadan fasting. So the reward of Ramadan fasting is immense, and this is from the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fasting. So it is also from these signs of thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that alhamdulillah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us to fast in the month of Ramadan for those who were able, alhamdulillah, and inshallah, we will have received the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And now we show gratefulness, thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by fasting some more. It is also a sign of commitment to continue the worship and submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willingly. Because why? These fasts are, they're not obligatory, right? They're from the nawafil. They're optional fasts, right? It is recommended by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we say that it's sunnah, but it is optional versus the obligatory fasting of Ramadan. So it shows a person's commitment to continue worshipping and submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willingly, not just because Allah had commanded it, but also because we willingly want to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His rida, seek His pleasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this. Allahumma ameen. And finally, the optional acts, the nawafil acts, which are not obligatory. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us that they help fill the gaps. They help fill the deficiencies in the obligatory acts. Because when we do the obligatory acts, certainly we are unable to do them perfectly, exactly as you know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would want us to do them. So the optional acts on the Day of Judgment, after a person's obligatory acts have been presented, then the optional acts will be brought in to fill any gaps, fill any deficiencies in the obligatory acts. So this is why we should be eager to try to do these sunnah actions and then the nafil actions, because they will help, inshallah, not only do they help us get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make us more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they also can help fill in the gaps and fill in the deficiencies in our obligatory actions. Now, if someone is unable to fast the 6th of Shawwal, or even if they were unable to fast in the month of Ramadan, then it is good for us in that situation to develop this intention, this feeling, that if it wasn't for this genuine inability, this barrier to fasting, whether it is health related or anything else, that if it wasn't for this inability to fast, then I would have certainly fasted these 6 months, these 6 days of Shawwal. I would have certainly fasted in the month of Ramadan, right? And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you according to your sincere intentions and feelings, inshallah, right? We get a number of ahadith that give us this indication of course, actions being rewarded according to their intentions. The Prophet ﷺ telling us that a person who intends and is unable to fulfill his intention of good deeds is still rewarded, at least one good deed for the intention that they have made. And, we also learn from the Prophet ﷺ that if someone is regular in doing actions, in doing good deeds, for example, coming to the masjid, offering salah in jama'ah, and then they are traveling, or they are sick, and they are unable to join, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He still writes for them that action as if they had continued doing it, even though they were not able to do it. So if someone has been fasting throughout their lives, in Ramadan, in Shawwal, in these days, and they value them, but then they come to a point where they're unable to fast anymore, we hope good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will write for them as if they have fasted, even though they are not able to do so, inshallah. In these days as well, my brothers and sisters, let us be careful. As shaitan is now out of the penalty box. Shaitan is out of the penalty box, back at full force. So now, we have to be very careful. And before we restart any of the activities that we had paused in Ramadan, the things that we normally do and we stop doing them in Ramadan out of, reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the month of Ramadan, let us think twice before restarting activities. And ask ourselves, is this action, this habit of mine, this thing which I am restarting now after Ramadan, is it pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is it angering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it likely to bring me closer to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is it likely to drive me further away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have begged Allah for in the month of Ramadan? Because if it is the latter, then why restart it? If Allah had given us tawfiq to stop it in the month of Ramadan, then why go back to it, right? This is a beautiful opportunity, a moment for us where we have proven to ourselves and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can live without this activity. We can survive without this addiction or this habit that we have. So now that Allah had enabled us to stop in the month of Ramadan, the same Allah is still present, of course. Let us, inshallah, try to continue without engaging in those activities anymore. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us strength and grant us istiqamah. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep the spirit of Ramadan alive within us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to guide us, to forgive us, and to make us and the ummah continuous recipients of His special mercy. You know, our brothers and sisters, my brothers and sisters, we are at this critical juncture, right? We are at this critical time in the state of this ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us to be present and to be alive, to witness everything that is happening. So we have a special responsibility at this time, right? As I mentioned in the Eid khutbah, I'll mention very quickly, right? To resolve to do a few things. Number one is to continue to maintain and strengthen our personal relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even after Ramadan, through humble worship, through dhikr, through sincere dua and servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيْتُمْ فِئَةً فَثْبُتُوا. Allah says, O believers, when you face an opponent, stand firm. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And remember Allah much, so that you may triumph, so that you may be victorious, so that you may be successful. So hold on to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stand firm. Number two, do not allow divisions and differences to overtake our hearts. Because in the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا. Obey Allah and His Messenger and do not dispute with one another. Why? Or you would be discouraged and weakened. Dispute and these differences are going to lead us to become weakened. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this context, do not do that. Obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and do not dispute with one another or you would be discouraged and weakened. Fasbiru, persevere, have sabr. Surely Allah is with those who persevere. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Thirdly, to resolve to firmly stand against injustice and oppression with wisdom and a laser focus. Don't get distracted. Especially against the root and the source of the oppression. And the dhulm that we are seeing in Palestine, that is the branch. That is the symptom. It is not the root. That is not where it is originating. It is originating from somewhere else. From somewhere which is much closer to us. So let us now focus on the root. The symptom we have been focusing on. Alhamdulillah. Let us now focus on the root because we realize that that is the source of the oppression and the source of the dhulm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift this oppression from this world and from this ummah. Allahumma ameen. And number four, my brothers and sisters, to appreciate those who are not from us, yet they are making efforts to promote justice and to speak the truth and to stand for the truth. Show them appreciation, thank them. Because the Prophet ﷺ said that لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس. Whoever does not thank people has not thanked Allah. So we should recognize those people who have no relation, they have no link, yet they still stand for justice and for truth. We should thank them and appreciate their efforts. And finally, number five, to improve ourselves, our own discipline, our own character, our adherence to the Quran and the beautiful Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is the only path to success. It is the only path to success and the only path to honor for us. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. وَلَكِنِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقُهُمْ. Right? So, it is the honor lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in being true followers of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us these qualities. Allahumma ameen. Jazakum Allahu khaira. Let us take a quick break and we will continue inshallah.